from the Sonora Desert in Tucson, Arizona, whereby one man can make a difference.
Once there was a civilization, much like ours, but with a greater intelligence, greater powers, and a greater capacity for good.
Even though you've been raised as a human being, you are not one of them. For good. I have sent them you, my only son.
Government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want it.
A new world order. Wants you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor reserve. The cashists make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value, then charge you interest. You get the debt. They get the interest. They get the gold. You get the chaff.
It's
a new world order. A new world order. A new world order. It is a big idea. Controls the CIA, the FBI, the ATF, and the FDA. They don't give a damn about the POW and the MIA. Hillary, Billary, Hitler, Marx, and Mao. They want a new world order. They want it all. And they want it now. This Illuminati imports the dope. They create the chaos. String us out. Crush our hope. They created AIDS. It's a designer disease to bring you down.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the Light of Day, coming to you live from the low desert of the United States. It's Wednesday, April 18th, 2007. Coming to you on the Edge Broadcasting Network. This is show number 8, I believe. This particular piece of music was partially written by my friend, good friend in Santa Monica, California, Anthony J. Hilder. We have a lot of ground to cover here tonight. I'm going to read articles during the first hour of the show tonight. There's just so much going on right now. It's just incredible. I wanted to talk about this phony baloney war on terrorism. George Bush, who has been telling us all along that this war on terrorism is going to be fought and we are going to win without damage to any of our freedoms or our traditional culture. Now, folks, Mr. Bush lied to us. It confirms that Washington, D.C. is nothing but a hotbed of snakes, liars, thieves, traitors, and scum-sucking destroyers of the American freedom and indeed of our very culture. George Bush is a liar. He signed the Patriot Act into law. And folks, I'm telling you, the Patriot Act is not law. It must be resisted by every American any time that the force of that treason is brought against us. You must refuse to conform to it, and any time that you find that they're exercising this treasonous legislation against any one of us, you must take it to the courts immediately or resist it with a force of arms. They ask for it, and if they continue, they're going to get it with a full-scale civil war in this country. Now, I personally am not supporting the idea of a revolution. We need a restoration of our government. This war on terrorism is a fraud, a total fraud. It's an extension of the war on drugs and the war on poverty and the war on illiteracy. All of those wars that have been fought against the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and this one, because of the great number of casualties that occurred on 9/11 and the emotional reaction out there of the American sheeple, as the greatest chance is doing the most damage to freedom and to our Constitution and to our way of life, to our culture, than any other method of attack has ever accomplished in the history of this nation. And you'd better bet on that. You'd better believe it. I'm just checking something here on my computer. Please bear with me. I'm trying to make sure everything's tweaked properly here for my show. Now, folks out there, I want to tell you, the U.S. has already lost the war against terrorism. They've lost it. We've lost the support of the international press. And we've lost the support of the people that most of the nations of their so-called phony coalition, which never existed in the first place. They're going to lose the support of Pakistan, if I'm not sure if they already have or not. Any Arab nation that supports their war upon the nation of Islam, and that's exactly what they're warring against. You see, folks, these cells of terrorists existed in the U.S. for several years. in the U.S. with full knowledge of the FBI, the festering boil of incompetency, if you will. Full knowledge of the CIA and that they, the terrorists attended flight schools, lived here, went to college, had jobs, were protected, and we're not bombing the USA, but according to George Bush, we should be. According to the government, the whole attack upon the World Trade Center towers and the Pentagon was planned and carried out in Germany by a terror cell that has existed in Germany since 1999. The German government has known all about this, and the Germans have taken no steps to stop them, to oust them, to throw them out of their country, or to arrest them, or anything. And we're not bombing Germany, but according to George Bush, we should be. Didn't he say that we were going to attack and bomb and destroy and take to task all organizations and nations and financial institutions that sheltered and supported and harbored terrorists within their borders and in their boundaries and in their companies and in their banks and in their financial institutions? And we're not doing it. Shit, we're not even really attacking. We weren't even really attacking Afghanistan. We were barely flying 100 sorties a day, which in the military language of anybody who's familiar with the military needs some education. It's a phony bullshit war. It doesn't exist, folks. It's a lie. And if it was planned and carried out from Germany, why are we bombing, or why were we bombing Afghanistan in the first place? You must ask yourself this, folks. And if all these fools were in the U.S. for years, going to flight school and going to college, etc., why aren't we bombing the United States? Why aren't we bombing Florida? That's where most of them were. Shouldn't we be bombing Florida right off the map? And there's evidence that a lot of them were harbored in Paris, France, which is a well-known place for terrorists. Have always been able to go and be free from persecution and prosecution. We're not bombing Paris, France, are we? So why were we bombing Afghanistan, ladies and gentlemen? And you really think the so-called Northern Coalition has a chance to defeat the Taliban? This is a guerrilla force that defeated the entire military might of the Soviet Union. And you got a bunch of ragtag guerrilla dudes up north that think they're going to defeat these guys? No! It's not going to happen. You think that we're going to send military forces in there and we're going to do any better than the Soviet Union did? You see, we got rules and laws in our country, folks. Our enlisted men can't do the things that the enlisted men in the Soviet military could. We can't be as cruel or as barbaric as they are. We have to obey rules and laws and the uniform code of military justice. And we're going to go in there and we're going to defeat this whole country that could be not be defeated by the entire military might of the entire Soviet Union? Now, who's George Bush kidding, folks? You know, if he could really do that and they really were the terrorists responsible for what happened in New York City, I'd be the first one to say, go get those bastards and kill every one of them. But it just ain't true, folks. If you've been reading the government's own statements, you know it's not true. So what the hell are we doing? And guess what? Something that happened a long time ago, so I'm not even going to get into that. Then you had on CNN's Crossfire, a Lieutenant colonel that was interviewed. Now, folks, I'm not even going to say his name because, let me tell you, in military circles, a lieutenant colonel who has the audacity to go on national media and talk about military tactics and criticize the administration is looked upon as a traitor. So I'm not even going to tell you his name. Those of you who watched that episode of Crossfire on CNN, you know who I'm talking about. He said, and here's what he said, and he's absolutely right. The U.S. U.S. military could not fight a ground war in Afghanistan or Iraq or anywhere else in a foreign country because at the time of that the colonel was interviewed on CNN, there was less than 10 divisions, some of which were not operationally capable of conducting combat assignments anywhere because of training deficiencies and other problems, end quote. Also, deficiencies in equipment, deficiencies in supplies, deficiencies in leadership. Now, when we fought the war called Desert Storm, we had 18 divisions, folks. Bill Clinton absolutely demolished our military might. The Navy's been in the same predicament. The only force that's viable if it can get planes to an advanced base, which must be built by Army occupation and by naval air support, until it's secure and the Air Force didn't fly their planes in, then the Air Force could mount sustained bombing attacks against this enemy. If all that were possible, which it's not today. Now, not only that, but the entire world is inflamed. They're upset. They're disgusted by the lack of courage of the American military forces. We send airplanes that fly so high they cannot even be seen by the people they are bombing, or they fly so far out of range to fire their cruise missiles that no one even knows or conceptualizes that they're there. We commit no one to harm's way at any time whatsoever, and the rest of the world looks at this as abject cowardice relying upon technology in order to force the world as a bully. A tremendous bully to lower down on their knees and do our bidding, whatever it may be. And there's some women of the night who know exactly what this is, what that is. And the world says we're not having any of it, and the world's turning against us. The world is turning against us, folks. The world's press is turning against us. Indeed, the president of our country is turning against us and against our phony, and I say again, phony war on terrorism. It's not a war on terrorism at all. This is a war on American patriots. It's a war upon the Constitution. It's a war upon the Bill of Rights. It's a war upon the Second Article and Amendment. It's a war upon freedom. And they are using these same people in Afghanistan as a convenient excuse to execute that war. Otherwise, why aren't they passing laws that would affect those people instead of passing laws that take away our freedoms and our protections under the Fourth Article and Amendment to the Constitution for the United States of America? It's one of the principal foundations of freedom in this country. It's one of the principal elements of the Bill of Rights, and there will be more, you see. Just the government ended up passing another anti-terrorism bill, and they pass more and more all the time, some secretly. And as they pass more and more of these bills, folks, more of the Bill of Rights and more of the Constitution and more of our freedoms will disappear. They're using a strategy called incrementalism to obtain their objectives. They do things gradually in their hopes that the American sheeple out there won't you know, discover whatever they're doing is a really bad thing or whatever. Who do these clowns think they are that we are so stupid to believe that this bill, that the Patriot Act is harmless simply because these fools in Washington call it the Patriot Bill? Oh, they must think we're so stupid. And I got to tell you, most Americans are, because they don't pay attention to these things. So my answer is stick it where the sun don't shine. Up yours, I hate Sorry, folks, interruption here like usual with my children. Really hard to do a show when I got children running around, no one to watch them. But pretty soon I'll have to hire a babysitter. Never ends. It's really hard to do a show when you got children. So my answer to you folks in Washington, D.C. is stick it where the sun don't shine, up yours. I hate your guts. I can't stand these people, folks. 285 million are to be destined for enslavement. 5,000 people died in a so-called terrorist attack upon New York City and the Pentagon. Figure it out. The numbers don't compute. And in just one battle during the Civil War, folks, I kept hearing on TV back about 6 years ago that more people died in that attack during 9/11 than have ever died in any military action or any attack in the history of the U.S. These are lying fools. How many of you read the Battle of Gettysburg? Well, 50,000 Americans died in one day during the Civil War. Oh, but you tell me no one taught you that. No one needs to teach you that. No one guarantees you an education. It's up to you to get it. It's up to your parents to provide it. Nothing in the Constitution says that anyone owes you an education. You must know the history of your country. How many of you out there know that how many Americans died on any one day in any great battle during the American Revolutionary War? You're spoiled, you're rotten, you're ignorant, you're stupid, you're without hope, and you have no sense of who you are, where you came from, who gave you the good fortune that you have today. You don't have the good fortune that you had 30 years ago, folks. Again, this war on terrorism is just a total bullshit lie. It's imperative that we pay attention to what these people behind the scenes are up to. I just wanted to get that off my chest tonight because it's been bothering me so much that we continue to stay in Iraq and all these troops are getting killed almost every day over there. I'm on Bob's side. I hate seeing all these people, all these innocent people getting murdered in Iraq. And here we're all set to go into Iran. I'm quite surprised it hasn't happened yet, and I sincerely hope it don't. You're listening to The Light of Day, coming to you on the Edge Broadcasting Network. We're live from the Sonora Desert in Tucson, Arizona. It's Wednesday, April 18th, 2007. I did want my listening audience to know that I have officially lost my webmaster, Julie Wilson, in Florida, who was pretty much created my website for me, but I'm starting to gradually learn how to do it on my own now. But if there is anybody listening to the show that has proficiency in this arena and would like to volunteer and be in my so-called technical webmaster, please feel free to shoot me an email. My email again is sheldonsheldon@msn.com. That's sheldonsheldon@msn.com. That'd be appreciated if I could get a volunteer webmaster to fill in to help me out until I learn how to do this on my own. Because let me tell you, folks, there's a hell of a lot to learn with webmastering. I don't know if any of you folks know about dental amalgam fillings, but they are the largest source of mercury in most people and largest source of methyl mercury as well, since other forms of mercury are methylated to methyl mercury in the body by bacteria, yeast, etc. Those folks that have several amalgam fillings in their teeth have mercury excretion levels 10 times the average of those without amalgam, and most after amalgam replacement have reductions of 90% in mercury level in saliva and excretion. Most people with several fillings get significant daily exposures to mercury that exceed government health guidelines for mercury exposure. Now, what I'm reading here is, if you Google in dental amalgam fillings into Google, it'll bring this up. The papers that can be linked to on this page have over 4,000 medical studies or government agency studies that document these points that I'm pointing out to you. The main reasons for common high exposures of mercury and other toxic metals from amalgam are mercury's negative vapor pressure, which means that it is constantly vaporizing, plus the galvanic currents, or battery effect, if you will, created in the mouth by mixed metals that pumps mercury into the gums, jawbone, oral mucosa, and systemically is carried throughout the body by the blood and nerves. Now, additionally, electromagnetic fields from appliances such as computer monitors and motors create currents in metal in the mouth that increases galvanism and exposure to metals such as mercury. Mercury is extremely toxic, folks, and the most toxic substance with common significant exposures. No safe level where there are not measurable adverse effects has ever been documented. However, not all people receiving the same exposure are equally affected, and mercury toxicity effects depend on susceptibility factors such as immune reactivity, systemic detoxification and metal excretion ability, other synergistic exposures, etc., etc. We're coming up to our break here. Mercury and other toxic immune-reactive and carcinogenic metals like nickel form strong bonds with the hydroxyl radical in amino acids, which are the body's main building blocks and cellular-level fuel, disrupting the basic metabolic processes such as the conversion of cysteine to sulfates, taurine, and glutathione. The incomplete conversion of such amino acids results in toxic metabolites such as beta-casomorphine and sulfites, as well as immune and autoimmune conditions. Mercury has been found to be a common cause of autism, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, seizures, epilepsy, and prenatal exposures have been found to have significant neurological and cardiovascular effects. A mother's dental fillings are the largest source of prenatal mercury exposure for most, but direct occupational and medical exposures can be significant sources for some. Well, there's the break, folks. I just frickin' knew I'd run out of time like usual. You're listening to The Light of Day, coming to you on the Edge Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with the Light Side UFO Study Group. Stay tuned.
Alien Seeker News has blasted off and is providing a new and important resource for everyone interested in UFOs, aliens, alien abductions, Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and more. Featuring five of the top UFO radio talk shows, lots of information and articles in free forums, Alien Seeker News has launched on its journey to greatness. Go to alienseekernews.com, register for the free forums, and get the classic Flying Saucers Are Real by Major Donald Kehoe as a free ebook. Join today.